Part A. In this part, you will listen to two talks. Take a few moments to read questions 1 and 2. Then, listen to the first talk.
Listen to an instructor talk to his class about a television program.
I'd like to tell you about an interesting TV program that'll be shown this coming Thursday. It'll be on from 9 to 10 p.m. on Channel 4. It's part of a series called Mysteries of Human Biology. The subject of the program is the human brain, how it functions, and how it can malfunction. Topics that will be covered are dreams, memory, and depression. These topics are illustrated with outstanding computer animation that makes the explanations easy to follow. Make an effort to see this show. Since we've been studying the nervous system in class, I know you'll find it very helpful.
Now listen to the second talk. You will have a few moments to go through questions 3 to 6.
Listen to a talk given by the Dean of the School of Education.
Community service is an important component of education here at our university. We encourage all students to volunteer for at least one community activity before they graduate. A new community program called One-on-One helps elementary students who've fallen behind. You education majors might be especially interested in it because it offers the opportunity to do some teaching, that is, tutoring in math and English. You'd have to volunteer 2 hours a week for one semester. You can choose to help a child with math, English, or both. Half-hour lessons are fine, so you could do a half-hour of each subject 2 days a week. Professor Dodge will act as a mentor to the tutors. He'll be available to help you with lesson plans or to offer suggestions for activities. He has office hours every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. You can sign up for the program with him and begin the tutoring next week. I'm sure you'll enjoy this community service, and you'll gain valuable experience at the same time. It looks good on your resume, too, showing that you've had experience with children and that you care about your community. If you'd like to sign up, or if you have any questions, stop by Professor Dodge's office this week.
Part B. Listen to several short conversations and answer questions 7 to 15.
Number 7. Pam, I don't understand the problem. You've known for months this report was due today.
I know, but I'm afraid I need another few days. The data was harder to interpret than I thought it would be.
What does the woman mean? Number 8.
So how are you getting along with Debbie's cat?
Well, she never comes when I call her. She spills her food, and she sheds all over the place. I can't wait till Debbie gets back.
What does the man imply? Number 9.
This crazy bus schedule has got me completely frustrated. I can't for the life of me figure out when my bus to Cleveland leaves.
Why don't you just go up to the ticket window and ask?
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number 10.
I bought this fish to cook for my dinner tonight, but it doesn't look all that fresh to me now. Would you say it's still all right to eat?
Let's take a look. Oh, if I were you, I wouldn't even think of it.
What does the woman mean? Number 11.
Would you like to go with me to the airport to pick up Frank?
I'd like to, but I have class till 2, and I know Frank's decided to take the early flight.
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
Did you catch our very own Professor Stiller on TV last night?
I almost missed it, but my mother just happened to be watching at home and gave me a call.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
These summer days are getting to be more than I can take. It was even too hot to go to the pool yesterday.
Hold on. According to the weather report, we should have some relief by the end of the week.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
My roommate and I have decided to do our own cooking next semester.
Then I hope you'll have a lighter schedule than this term.
What problem does the woman think the man may have?
Number 15.
Come on, we're almost there. I'll race you to the top of the hill.
No, I'm so out of shape. I might have to crawl the rest of the way.
What can be inferred about the man?